This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Hole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Just 20 minutes after the hour. Welcome back into The Hole Show, powered by Chevron. I want to shout out to Renaissance Insurance Group in Windsor. Renaissance Insurance Group is a fiercely independent insurance brokerage with a regional presence, extensive national resources, and a passion for developing advantageous insurance solutions for clients. Ryan Hicks, that's the guy. That's the man right there. Big time Bears supporter too. So I know he's going to be excited for this matchup tomorrow night for the UNC Bears volleyball team going up against Washington. But hey, you're in the need for risk management, commercial and personal insurance needs, farming operations. They're the go-to for your farming operations. That is Renaissance Insurance. Call Ryan at 970-674-8825, or you can visit them online at team-rig.com. That's team-rig.com. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Joining me here in just a moment is Lindsay Oates, the head volleyball coach for the UNC Bears. I can't believe this is her 21st season. As they get set to take on Washington tomorrow night, and this is going to be a heck of a test. And then they have Colgate coming up as well. So like this schedule to open up the season is outstanding, and it's going to be here at Bank of Colorado Arena at 6 o'clock. So I'm pumped. And Lindsay, I think she just got here too. Yeah, she's just walking in. She gets the, oh, I have the thing on. Yeah, she just rang the doorbell. Go ahead and let her in, Mike. Head coach Lindsay Oates joining me. I mean, this is one of those coaches we talk about with UNC. She gets after in so many different ways. Every single year, they just keep reloading. And it's phenomenal to see how she's able to do this. But she's a phenomenal coach, great person. And it's kind of cool. She asked me, and this is an absolute honor, to be doing the first serve for the UNC CSU game on Tuesday night, or Tuesday night ish, I suppose. So I'm excited for that. Joining me right now in studio, Coach. This is my fault that you're 3 minutes late. This is my fault. I said, "Hey, do you have the old address or the new address?" It just hit my brain, and you had the old address.
I did have the old address. I apologize. That's not your fault. That's
my fault. That 100%.
But just a few days ago, in thinking, okay, I have that KFK interview, and I drove by, and you still have signage on that building.
Is that crazy?
And so I thought, oh, yeah, it is still at that building.
Yeah.
So it actually kind of confirmed it in my head that you were still at that building. But
well, you're making the rounds today. You're going to be here in the studio. You're going to join the fellows over there for Let's Have a Drink of the podcast studio,
yes,
too. So
this is fun.
It's exciting. And Lindsay, we talked a little bit on the phone before the interview, but I just continue to be so impressed with what you've been able to do. I can't believe this is your 21st season.
I can't either.
So much success in those years.
Yes, it feels like a few years ago that I started. So 23rd overall, but 21st as head coach.
Wow.
23 years at UNC. Yeah, starting when I was 23 and taking over as head coach at 25. So somebody just this morning asked me, does it feel routine each year or does it feel new? And I said, it feels new. It feels like I'm still figuring things out as you start a season. And because it is, it's a new group, it's a new challenge, it's a new schedule. And there's things you don't plan on every year. It never gets routine.
Well, you have such a great resume. I mean, Big Sky Coach of the Year 4 million times, it seems like. you guys, 7 NCAA tournament appearances, so much success. How do you keep it fresh every single year with one school that you've achieved so much success with?
Well, it is a new group each year. And I've had staff, you know, different staff over the years, too, which is always kind of refreshing as you get a new assistant coach that's bringing new ideas and those kind of things. And the challenge is still, we are going to win an NCAA tournament match.
That's what drives you.
I want to accomplish that before I leave UNC. And, you know, no sport has done it yet. And I we're close. We can do that. And so that's what keeps me driving.
I believe it. And again, big test tomorrow night at Bank of Colorado Arena with Washington coming up. Don't turn around. Our producer, he is actually a diehard Washington fan.
Oh, my gosh. He's even wearing purple.
No, let me just tell you this. He wears that shirt every Thursday. So it's not because you're here.
Okay.
It's interesting because we have CSU head football coach Jay Norvell coming on a little bit later on. And so I've got my producer. It looks like a Washington Husky threw up on him. So my apologies for that.
Yes, that's way terrible. Too fresh. Yeah. In 24 hours, we're going to be seeing him.
Yeah. You know what? I think it's going to work in your favor, though. I think he's going to bring him bad luck, honestly.
Good. Yeah. Good.
He had to wear the stupid shirt. I told him. I said, cover that up. Cover that shirt.
Inside out, at least.
Can I ask you, all the success you've had over the years, a couple years ago, another successful volleyball coach in the area with the Colorado State Rams, too, there became an opening over there. And from what I had learned, there was an opportunity for you to take that job. You didn't want that job. You wanted this job. You wanted to stay here at UNC.
Yes. Yeah, that was 2 years ago at Christmas break as Tom Hilbert retired.
Tom, one of the greats, yeah.
Yes, he had recruited me. I knew Tom well. He was a wonderful mentor and, you know, still talk to him occasionally. And yes, I mean, on paper, I was certainly interested in the job. My husband works in Fort Collins, so it made sense for our family. And early in the process, I thought for sure that's what I was going to do.
Yeah.
That it might just be a new challenge and be fun. And to be quite honest, and I've said this other places publicly, is that even though they offered the job, I didn't feel wanted.
Mm.
And that, you know, I'm not shy in saying that. I felt really wanted at UNC. They... you know, the president, Dick Montfort, RAD, they were all reaching out saying, we want to keep you, we want you. And there's the human side of that, that you want to be wanted and you want to be a place where you feel supported. And I just didn't feel that for CSU. And so they got very lucky that their assistant wanted that job because she's phenomenal, Emily. And I would have done the same thing in her shoes.
Yeah.
You got to start somewhere. She's been there. It's her home state. And so I would have taken the job in her shoes as well. But in my shoes, having a good situation here, I wasn't looking to move. And it just wasn't the right feel.
Well, and I don't ask that question as a slight either, because your program speaks for itself. So it's not one of those like, hey, why didn't you choose this monster program when you're at this program? It's not one of those questions. But It is still just another opportunity. And when it was announced that you, when I found out you weren't going to take that job, it wasn't necessarily a surprise because of all the success you found here. And one theme I've found with UNC coaches, a lot of the successful ones, is they do love the situation. They love it here.
Yes. And, you know, I'm not looking at the big picture of Colorado State and Fort Collins versus UNC and Greeley. I'm looking at it from a volleyball perspective.
Yeah.
So I don't care if their football program's doing something different than our UNC football program or enrollment or whatever. That doesn't impact my daily life as the volleyball coach.
Sure.
I was really looking at it from a narrow lens. So that is no slight to CSU either. I was only looking at how would I feel as the CSU head coach and how would I feel as the UNC head coach. And that's what ultimately made my decision.
Well, I think Bears fans are pretty happy that you made that decision to stick around at UNC. And again, I love hearing, you know, what drives you, all the success you've had. You have a mission in mind, and that's what keeps you going and keeps you pressing. But every single year, you reload. I mean, this is a hotbed of volleyball players. You know, over the years on KFK, we've broadcasted a lot of volleyball, high school volleyball games, and I'm amazed at all the talent in the area. You know, in Greeley, the Eaton area, they produce a ton of great volleyball players, and a lot of them end up with you. And I want to talk about Steve Smiley's daughter too. That's awesome with Avery. But how? I mean, obviously the success is there, but you keep finding ways to refill and rebuild every single, not rebuild, but retool.
Yeah, I do love to recruit local. I mean, we say, you know, kind of Weld County first, then statewide, then regional, then national. And we do certainly have some, you know, players from all over the country. One of our setters is from Spain, so we even go international. But there's a certain pride that comes from being local. And I can attest to that from being from Eaton. I came to UNC volleyball camps. When you put on blue and gold, it means something.
Sure.
As we won the state last year, beating the four Colorado schools, that didn't mean a lot to our out-of-state girls. That meant a lot to the Colorado girls. And so you want that kind of pride in putting on the jersey. And so when you recruit local, you get that. And so we've missed out on some local girls, too, that we've offered, and they want a different experience and don't want to stay at their home school. But the ones that do, I feel like, have had a great experience and get to play in front of their friends and family. And so this year we do have a player from Greeley. Jasmine Ogren is a freshman. She played at Thompson Valley High School, but is from Greeley. And so it's fun to have another Weld County athlete
on our team. I love seeing that. I love hearing that. The show before me with Coach Speak, Coach Bruce Dick had Avery on the show on his show today.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Talking about how exciting that was. I do a podcast with Steve Smiley, and he's beaming. You know, he's grinning ear to ear talking about her not only staying home. I know that's a big thing too, but if we're just talking sports and volleyball, that's the right choice. She's going to go be playing for an outstanding program.
And ironically, though, I can't comment on it with NCAA rules committed to us. I know, until she's actually signed. So
I joke with Ed and Steve about this all the time. What is it? You can share a tweet that they put out, but you can't like the tweet. Is that right?
You can like it.
Oh, you can like
or
it.
Or share. You can't comment.
But you can just share it.
And so they always say, click, don't type. That's our rule.
So
click, don't type.
Like, there's nothing illegal about me asking
it's
you.
So crazy,
and then you can just be like, yeah, I don't know, maybe. Maybe it's happening. And then, 2 hours ago, she's on saying, yeah, I'm going to UNC.
Yep. It's she's allowed
phenomenal.
To say it.
Isn't
we
that weird?
Can't confirm it on our end.
That's hilarious.
It is. It's ridiculous.
The hoops you guys have to go through. I mean, the windows of recruiting, and now with NIL transfer portal stuff, all that, it's absolutely outstanding that you still really love it. Because, again, it's a dream job, but there's a lot of red tape to have to work within.
For sure. In the last 2 years, it's... Our job has changed drastically. I've fundraised more in the last 2 years than in my first 20. The NIL, the portal, our job is certainly changing.
Yeah.
What hasn't changed and what keeps me passionate about it and keeping my purpose is those 17 girls are still in front of me every day at practice.
Yeah.
And impacting their lives. What I do outside of that practice time has changed.
Yeah.
To retain them, to recruit
great
talent.
Well, yeah, you're like recruiting during the season.
It has to change a little bit. And there's ups and downs with that weren't in place a couple years ago. But, it is what it is. And I try and not ask myself my own opinion on it. It really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get an opinion on it. And so I'm either going to adapt and go with it, or I need to get out.
Yeah.
And I think the stubborn older coaches, and I consider myself one of the older ones now, you got to kind of make a choice.
Yeah.
You're either in or you're out. And the in means you're moving with the change.
No, you've certainly done that.
Because it's going
without
you.
Yeah,
if you don't.
You've adapted. The great ones find a way to adapt. Tomorrow night, big one at Bank of Colorado Arena. Washington coming to town, 6 o'clock. This is going to be a lot of fun.
It is going to be a lot of fun. I hope we can pack the bank that we haven't had a sellout in volleyball. I think tomorrow night could be the night, which would be really exciting. But yeah, 6 o'clock, we'll take on Washington. They're getting votes for top 25. They're very talented.
I saw that.
They lost quite a bit to graduation or transfer, but they also reloaded. They have a really phenomenal hitter from Penn State who just won the national championship that transferred in, and then the setter from CU will be their starting setter. She's a grad transfer that's very good. We're familiar with her from having played Colorado the last couple years. So they reloaded as well, but it's a new team.
Well, tickets are going crazy, but if there are some available, folks, they can jump on uncbears.com, snag those tickets for tomorrow night.
They can, and I brought a couple with me. So if you have any giveaways,
we're going to give those away.
Do a couple of those. But yes, you can. We should have walk-up tickets as well. So.
Okay, perfect. Well, I know you're jumping on with the guys, too, so we'll give those away today. Absolutely. Any tips for me on Tuesday night?
Yes, doing that first serve.
Yeah.
Swing as hard as you can.
Starting to get a little nervous about it. I was very cocky about it before, and now like, Smiley's telling me he didn't get it over the net. Ed didn't quite get it over
he
the net.
Not,
These are Division
I
people.
50-50.
I'm
know?
A little nervous about this.
Well, here's the thing. The cocky ones are the ones who miss. And I'm not saying Ed and Steve were cocky, but like you said, the athletes think, oh, this is easy.
Yeah.
Those are the ones who have a little harder time. The ones that underhand serve, they're the ones getting it over.
But I want to do the jump serve. I want to do the jump serve so
it's
badly.
It's more entertaining.
Yes.
Yes. Nobody's getting a point. Washington doesn't start 1-0 if you miss. So go for the jump serve. Yeah.
So, all right. So I got to get there a little bit early. And then I just go right out there. And then away we go.
I'll walk out there with you. We have this special gold ball.
Oh,
like
sweet.
Vegas gold. It's awesome. And I'll hand it to you. They introduce you. And then you let her fly.
Jump serve.
And then you get an ovation regardless. They don't care if
they could boo.
Miss.
I'm worried about the boo birds coming out. When you first talked to me about this, I tweeted it out. I was like, I hope those walls are thick because I'm drilling this thing right through it. And I'm like, these women that play volleyball, I mean, if they hit me with one of those balls, coach, I'm out. I'm out for weeks. I don't know if I'd recover.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny? So as we do it, there's like a minute left on the warm-up clock. And if the opponent gets out there quickly to line up on the inline, you're literally serving at the opponent. And so sometimes they're at their bench. Most often they're at their bench. We do it quick enough that like you're serving to an open court. But there have been times the opponent is lined up ready for the introductions the national anthem.
Well, now you're making
me more
nervous.
And so our strength coach goes and stands out there and tries to block it. But it can be kind of comical. If you let it fly, there's a chance you might take out the Penn State outside.
I would be helping out a little bit, but at the same time, I would see the look in their eyes like, what are you trying to do here? And then they like charge the mound kind of thing, so I'm a little worried about that.
There you go. Yeah, it'll be fun, regardless.
It's an honor to do this. It was such a pleasant surprise to get that, and obviously, no matter where I am out and about talking about you and what you've done with this community and this volleyball team, that's what everybody feels. I don't think I've ever heard a bad thing said about Lindsay Oates. That's pretty special.
Well, good. That means I haven't. You haven't talked to the right people.
My producer.
Because you can't please everybody, right? That's just not what you get into coaching for.
No, I get that.
Not everybody can play. Not everybody's happy. But I enjoy it. Our players do, for the most part, have a great experience and have a lot of pride in playing for the Bears.
Yeah, you've created a great environment there. My producer, on the other hand, I hear bad things about him almost daily.
It's the Washington thing,
and it's disgusting, you know.
Do you have any of those spare shorts? Can you make Brady wear some of those?
We do have a uniform if you'd like to wear the short spandex.
That would be
knee pads.
I don't think that would be a disservice to the fans. That would be a disservice to the fans. We can't do that. Coach, have fun with the guys in there. That's a really fun podcast, too. So I know Tanner and Ryan will be ready to rock and roll. So we just appreciate you finding your way here.
I apologize.
No thanks to me.
That.
But you got here.
Thank you.
Good luck tomorrow night. Colgate, too. And then CSU. A big, big lineup for you guys to start
the
season.
Yes, it is. We got six matches in 8 days coming up.
Oh, good luck to you, Coach. Always appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And, we'll talk soon, okay? Well, we'll see you Tuesday for sure.
See you Tuesday.
All
right. Yes, on the court.
Head Coach Lindsay Oates, big one tomorrow night. We'll give some of those tickets away a little bit later on in the program. Stick with us. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.